So let's review. The daf begins with two agadic statements. Amar Rabbi Elazar. The Beis HaMikdash is referred to in Yeshayahu as Beis Elikei Yaakov, rather than the place of Elikei Avram or Elikei Yitzchak. To emphasize, Loik Avram Shekasav Behar, Shenema Asheyom Hayoim Behar Hashem Yiroya. But Elikei Yitzchak Shekasav Beisada, Shenema V'yitza Yitzchak L'suach Basada. Elikei Yaakov Shekaro Bayis, Shenema V'yikra Hashem HaMakom Ahu Beis Kel. The way Yaakov described the Beis HaMikdash, a house of Hashem, is more accurate than how Avram and Yitzchak described it, like a mountain and a field, respectively. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Gadol Kibbutz Galias Kiyoyim Shenivu B'Shemayim V'Aretz. The day that the Jews gather in Eretz Yisrael from exile is as great as the day the world was created. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah. Yasim Sheshachter Lov Apotropesim. A Yasim that has more than one apotropos, a guardian, and both registered the Yasim on their Karban Pesach. Yoichel B'Makom Sheraitze. He may eat from whichever Karban Pesach he wants. The Gemara explains that this does not mean we rely on Breira, that his later choice determines to which Pesach he was registered at the time of Shechita, because Sel Labayis Mikol Makom. A minor's consent is not necessary to register him on the Karban Pesach. In support, the Gemara presents two brises which teach that one could bring a Karban Pesach for Benoi Ubita Ketanim, his young children, Avdi V'Shevchas HaKenanim, his non-Jewish slave and slave woman, with and without their consent. However, he cannot include Benoy Yibita HaGadolim, his older children, Avdiv Shevchas HaIvrim, his Jewish slave and slave woman, or Ishta, his wife, Elamidaitan, unless they consent. After some discussion, the Gemara concludes, minor children and dependents can be registered even over their objection. Mature children are dependents, and one's wife can only be registered with their consent, or Stama. No explicit consent, but no objection, because it's assumed that they consent. Others must explicitly consent. The Gemara continues to explain the next halach in the Mishnah. Evet shel shnei shutvin, lo yoichel mishel shneihem. A non-Jewish slave that belongs to two partners may not eat from either one's Karban Pesach. The Gemara explains, b'dikap de'adodi, we're talking about owners who don't want to benefit from each other. And the owners don't allow their share in the Evid to benefit from the other owner's carbon. If, however, loikap de adodi, the owners don't mind benefiting from each other, the Brisa says he can eat from whichever carbon Pesach he wants. Misha chetzi Evid v'chetzi ben chayrin, lo yoichel misha rabbi. One who is a half slave and half free may not eat from his master's carbon Pesach. It seems that he can bring his own carbon Pesach. However, the Gemara cites a Brisa which says, lo yoichel loy misha loy v'loy misha rabbi. He cannot eat from his own Karban Pesach either. The Gemara answers, Kama Mishnah Rishayna, Kama Mishnah Achrayna. The Braisa was taught according to the original position of Beis Hillel, that he can remain a Chatzi Evid v'Chatzi Ben Chayrin indefinitely, by splitting his days between working for himself and working for his master. Therefore, he cannot eat his own Karban Pesach either, because he doesn't control the half of himself, which is still an Evid. Our Mishnah is referring to once Beis Hillel agreed to be Shammai, the Beis Din will force the remaining master to free him so that he can get married and have children. Therefore, he can eat his own carbon because we already consider him to be completely free. Zok the Mishnah. If somebody asks his servant to shecht the carbon Pesach for him, without specifying what type of animal to use, the servant can shecht either a lamb or a goat, even if the master usually shechts one kind or the other. We assume that since he did not specify, the master is agreeable to whichever he will shecht. Shochet gedi v'tleh, yechem an arishin. If the servant shechted both a goat and a lamb, the owner should eat from the first one. The Gemara explains that this is only true if the owners of the carbon are a king and queen who are so used to good food that they don't really care which type of animal is used and are happy to accept the first one. However, a regular person who has a preference cannot eat either one, because einim nin ashnei pesachim ke'echad. One cannot be registered on two Karbanos Pesach at the same time, and we also do not know which one he preferred. The Mishnah continues, Shachach Masha'om Alei Rabbi. If the servant forgot what type of animal the master asked for, he should take two animals and make a condition that if the master asked for a goat, the goat will be the master's and the sheep will be for the Evid. If the master asked for a sheep, the reverse will be true. Even though Komasha Kana Evid Kana Rabbi, a master automatically owns whatever an Evid acquires, the Evid can acquire his own Karban Pesach if the animal is given to him al manas she'ein l'rabbi l'rishus bay, on the condition that the master has no rights to it. Shachach Rabbi Masha Amalai, if both the servant and the master forgot what type of animal the master asked for, they burn both animals and neither has to bring a Pesach Sheni. One version of Abaye holds that the Mishnah is speaking of where they forgot only after the Zrikas Hadam. They don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni because the carbon is kosher, since at the time of the Zrika it was Ro'ol Achila. However, if they had already forgotten before the Zrikas Hadam, they would have to bring a Pesach Sheni because the carbon is not kosher, since at the time of the Zrika it already was not Ro'ol Achila. A second version of Abaye holds that the ruling of the Mishnah that they're exempt from Pesach Sheni applies even if they forgot before the Zrika, because the carbon itself is actually kosher, because Kamishmaya Galia. Each Zrikas Hadam was done for its respective owner, whoever it is, and theoretically it is Ro'ol Achila. However, both kabbanas must be burned because practically, since they don't remember, neither can be eaten because they might be eating each other's carbon, which would be shaloi lemnuyev. According to the second version, Abaye's comments are referring to a braisa where the hides of five kabbanas pesach got mixed up and they discovered a mum on one of them. All the kabbanas are burned and they are exempt from a pesach sheni if it got mixed up after the zrika. But if they got mixed up before the zrika, they would have to bring a Pesach Sheni because it was never fit to be eaten at the time of the Zrika. This discussion continues on the next daf.